First Corinthians 15 and 51. It says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Yep.
Now, Lord, you know, Paul's talking here about, you know, when we die, we all ain't going to sleep. You know, all of us is not going to, what you say, die. It's, at the point where Jesus comes back, there's going to be part people living, part people who are going on to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those, you know, but we all of us together, mm-hmm. are going to be changed, mm-hmm. at that time. Whether we're mortal or dead, I mean living or dead, you know, we all gonna be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, or the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Because we got a promise from God, you know. Might get be getting into the morning message, but you know, we're all got a promise that we're going. And you know, Paul's trying to show us here a little bit about what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a great day when the Lord comes back.
Amen.
When He comes back, it's going to be a marvelous day for
Amen.
Us. Now, that's going to be all hell and torment for those ones that don't go at that time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to be in a moment of, you know, loved ones just all of a sudden gone.
Yeah.
Disappeared. Nobody's able to explain what has happened. And, you know, for them, it's going to be utterly chaos.
Yes.
And then, you know, the governments of the world will come up with all these things that, you know, we have been, you know, with an encounter with an alien race that's come down here and got a lot of our people, and,
yeah.
you know, they're gone. There's nothing that we can do to get them back, and, you know, we're going to look into it, and you know, they're going to come up with all kinds of theories.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to be none of it. Well, the Lord come back and got His church.
Yeah.
Now, there might be some that might have enough knowledge of the Lord to realize that that might be what happened. Mm-hmm. But folks, we got to keep in mind, we got that promise.
Amen. Yeah.
That this day is going to happen. That you know, He's going to come back and get us. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and the mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up by victory.
Yeah.
Now folks, death is the door. Death is the way that we leave this world.
Yeah.
Death is what's going to cross us over into the other life that we're going to have there with Him.
Back.
And go ahead.
How about if we here, like here in church, and He come in, we still know that.
We'll be brought up.
Yeah.
This is the concept as the way I understand it. When that trumpet blows or sounds, the voice that we hear, you know, the Lord calls us home. those that are dead will first rise. And together, we will go up together.
Yeah.
They will rise first because they're 6 feet further down, so to speak. You know, that is the way it was interpreted to me.
Right.
To understand it. That, you know, we're all going together.
Yeah.
The dead, the ones that are living. Now, brother, one thing that I don't quite understand is, you know, we all have to die. In that moment that we are brought up, do we die in that moment to be risen up? Now, you know, I don't quite understand that concept, but the way I look at it, the most important thing is that I'm born.
Yep.
How I go is really irrelevant.
Yeah.
What decides me is the fact that I am going to be. You as children of God, we're all together are going to get to go.
Yes.
At the same time. That's how fast. That's the way that Paul described how fast it, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Can you imagine how fast that is? That's fast.
Yeah.
I mean, in the, you know, that term that he uses there in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, he's trying to describe to us just how fast this is going to take place. It's going to be so fast that I don't think this flesh is going to realize what happened to it.
This flesh can't be in his presence.
Well, that's right. It's going to be. Yeah. It's going to have to be changed.
That's another great person. I know.
But go ahead.
I don't believe in the rapture stuff because, like over here in Thessalonians here, it says, "And you who are troubled with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished." I mean, how are they going to be still left here when he appears? The flesh can't even stand before him. It's going to disintegrate. I mean, it's wicked. Flesh can't stand before a holy God.
Yeah. I don't think they're really going to see. Because, you know, it says that he'll come like a thief in the night.
That does say that.
Yeah.
It says here. It says, "I'm not over here in the next one." And that's alone. It's the same thing. That's what it does say. And Peter says that, you know, that's what Peter says over there too. He says it's like that, that the elements are going to melt. That's let me find this for you. I ain't trying to take over
Sunday. No,
it's just that, you know, there's so much agony. I'm sorry, I won't go there, but you know, since Second Peter. It says, "The Lord is not slack." See, it says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat." That's still a thief in the night.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah. I'm with the understanding, and it's the way I've been taught, that when he comes, the only ones that's going to really know he's come is the ones that's going. Regardless of how it is, the thing about it is, we get to go.
Yeah.
How he does it, I'm curious about, but I don't worry about.
Yeah.
You know, I got the faith in him to know that he said he was going to take me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how he does it is totally up to him.
Yeah.
Same preacher, there's three different people that this Bible is written to.
Yeah.
It's the Jews who are elect. Yeah. He promised from the foundation of the world they are elect, and he chose them.
Yeah.
Then there's the Gentiles that he had mercy on in grace. We get him by grace. And then there's those natural brute beasts that are made to be taken and destroyed. I mean, they're the devil's children.
Yeah.
They are. There's three, and you got to rightly divide who all can see is that it's speaking to, because Paul changes it. He says us and we, and you and thee is different from us and we. I mean, you know, he's a Jew. Paul was a Jew, you know, he's apostle to the Gentiles. But a lot of this stuff, sometimes he's writing to the Jews, but you got to.
Yeah, you got
to let the
Lord. Yeah, sometimes that's hard to determine.
It is. Right?
Yeah,
hard.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to determine. But, you know, the one thing I really want to look at here is death is swallowed up by victory.
Right.
And whose victory was that? I mean, who was the one that called death for the victory to be over death? It was Jesus when he died on that cross.
Yeah.
And he arose on that third day. He took the sting of death away.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's to me, that's wonderful that, you know, we got so many people out here rightly. I mean, they got all rights in the world to fear death because they're lost and done out without Jesus. And for them, that sting of death hasn't been took away. You know, let me get right back here to 55. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. Now, that sting has been took away for us because we have received the Lord Jesus. We done died. Yeah. Those sins are gone, so that sting, that sin is there's no, our sins are under the blood. He took care of those sins on that cross. When he covered with his blood, we don't have to worry about that sting. Death to us folks is just, we're moving through victory of what Jesus did on Calvary. When he got up from that tomb, when he took that blood and applied it there before God.
Yes.
Then death is just a doorway for us to move from here to him.
Yes.
But for those folks that are lost and undone without Jesus, that sting has not been took away. There is no victory in death. When they die, there's no victory there. They've lost.
Yep.
I see a little girl walking down the road today, and I was just like, man, no one to tell her about the Lord, no one not going to church, and some lady walking her dog, and I was like, they don't even have a clue. They don't think about death. They don't think about the next life. They just think about today. It's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know, just another day.
Yeah.
You know, what they can get down here and accomplish in this life and then die, you know, and not thinking about what's going to happen after life. Or, you know,
sad. I look at it this way, Preacher Pat. I hate to think that this is all there is to life. I mean, if this world is the only thing there is to life, man, what have we got? Nothing.
That's
a trouble and trials. Heartaches and pain.
Yep.
But knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, receiving Him, having this thing of death took away, the grave ain't going to have no victory because the grave can't hold me.
No.
You know, I'm one of those ones, I'm going to be honest with you, when I was in my early years, you know, I looked at cremation as a, oh no, 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 I ain't doing that. But then as I come closer to the Lord and realize that, you know, it's just a piece of dirt,
yeah,
what does it matter?
Yeah.
I mean, why am I going to pay $10,000, $15,000 to be put in a hole when I can pay just a few $1,000 to be put in a jar, and in the end, God's going to find it?
Yep. Yes.
It doesn't matter.
No.
This flesh has got one distinct destination, to return to dust. Now, I do believe that the Lord will call up that dirt and change it.
Yes.
I think that's what it means, is, you know, he's going to take what was there and change it into something that is like Christ.
It's going to be raised the spiritual body. That's an earthly body.
Yeah. But, you know, it's, to me, it's a wonderful, it's a wonderful thing to know that regardless of how God does it, in the end, I'm going to wind up with Him.
Amen.
I'm going to end up into a world and a life that's better than this one.
Yes.
In the end, I'm not going to wind up in torment, burning in a lake of fire.
Amen.
That's what matters. How God does it is the way He does it.
Yeah.
This flesh cannot comprehend what God has got in store for us. It don't. It don't have no comprehension whatsoever. I'm just glad that looking in verse 57, be thanks to be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where the true victory comes from.
Yes.
He's the one that conquered the grave.
Yes.
He's the one that conquered death.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. And because He did, as we see when we go into the worship hour, that He has prepared and He has made a way for us to follow Him through death.
Yes.
And not to have to fear death. And you know, it's like many times I've said before, do I want to go today? I would like to stay a little bit longer. To try to reach a few more people. To do a little bit more work. But if the Lord called me home today, that's fine. I haven't got a problem with it.
Yep.
And if, you know, this thing happens today, you're not going to see me grabbing a hold of the top of one of those cell phone towers out there hollering, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look back.
Amen.
I mean, think about it. When the day of the Lord comes and He calls us up, there's nothing to look back. There's nothing to look back to. We've made it.
Yeah.
There is nothing to look back to.
Amen.
You know, you think about, you know, Lot's wife, you know, coming out of Sodom, Gomorrah, whatever, I think it's Sodom. You know, she looked back and she was turning to a pillar of salt. To her, that was something to look back to. Me, there's nothing here on this earth to look back to. Where are you going? But But you know, we got this victory this morning, church, through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It ain't nothing that you've done. It ain't nothing that I've done.
Nope.
It ain't nothing that some government official's done or some priest.
Nope.
It's what Jesus has done.
Yes.
Jesus made this way.
Yes.
He is the one that conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Yes.
And I get to conquer it through His victory.
Yes.
Amen. Therefore, my loved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You know, we need to work. We need to stand on what we believe. And most of all, we need to stand with Jesus.
Yes.
When they come and they start closing down the churches and saying, you know, you can't worship this God anymore. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. This building is just a building.
Yeah.
We're the church.
Right.
And wherever we're gathered together, whether it be in this building or, you know, some hollow log down here in the woods.
Yeah.
We're still the church.
Yeah.
They can tear down all the buildings they want.
Yeah.
They can burn all the buildings they want.
Yeah.
But they're never going to stop the church.
Huh.
The church is going to continue.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a church.
Yes.
I mean, you look from the beginning, you know, with Jesus there, you know, well, as far as that goes, the first church itself, how they come in and they split it up and, you know, they, you know, scatter the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
They just scattered them.
Yep.
The sheep still worship the Lord.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if it gets down to where it ain't nobody but me and Christy, we're still worshiping the Lord.
Yep.
Or if it's just nobody but you and your family, and you and your family, and them and their family, them and their families.
Mm-hmm.
The church is still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Till the Lord brings it home.
Yes.
Folks, you know, it may be a time when it gets so hard that, you know, and we actually live in that time. It's just not in the right country for it. But there's countries where, you know, they got to hide. They have to hide to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Even in 2025, in there's countries throughout the world.
Yeah.
That and, you know, Romania, Bulgaria, you know, these countries, they got, you know, I'm sure that there's Christians in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Or India. And India really makes it hard on Christians. But I'm going to tell you, folks, the church will always be there. There's always going to be somebody willing to die to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Willing to die to spread that gospel. Oh, here in America, it was full. You know, we say something about the Lord and somebody says something offensive, we go off in the corner somewhere and hide and cry. Oh, God, there's a little feelings hurt. But, you know, there's places where you could possibly be killed for it.
Yep.
Amen?
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a great promise from the Lord.
Amen.
Regardless of way God's going to do it, it counts.
Yes.
And we as Christians might look at views differently, but that's all right. There ain't nothing wrong. You know, you might see it in one light, somebody else might see it in another, but the thing about it is, if you've both been washed in the Lamb of the Lord, if you both say born-again Christians, church doctrine don't matter, or this, that, or the other. What matters is what the fact that we believe in the Lord, that we're saved, and God's going to do what He's going to do regardless of what we think.
Yeah.
Well, regardless of what we, what you know, how we interpret it, you know, what I'm trying to say is, it is okay to agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. That there's no hard feelings should be either way for what we believe. Mm-hmm. And that we love one another regardless of our differences.
Yeah.
Amen? Fact remains, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and so is yours.
Amen.
And that's what matters.
Amen.
That's what's important.
Amen.
Amen.
And we will
to love one another regardless. And do what, Rosa?
And we all just learn to love.
Learn to love.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody have anything on their heart? Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just touch each and every one that's here this morning. Lord, that you bless our hearts. Lord, we pray for the ones that are sick. And Lord, we pray, God, that you just make them feel better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, thank you.